Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, I bet your whole family will have something to say when you change to new Dove on wash day. Sure, this is what you'll probably hear from Dad.
Gee, honey, that new soap certainly gets my shirt sparkling white.
And Junior will listen to him.
Say, Mom, that new Dove must be great stuff. You never fuss at how dirty you get in overalls anymore.
And daughter, well, she'll have something to say, too.
You know, Mother, I don't mind putting my rayon undies in the regular wash anymore. They come out so soft and bright now that you're using new Dove.
And if you're that mother who's just discovered what a whiz does is for everything in your wash, then here's what you'll be saying about this new kind of granulated soap.
Say, the way this new Dove does all three kinds of wash is wonderful.
Sure it is. Dove does everything. Grimy overalls, dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
Yes, and believe me, Dove really gets my towel snowy white.
Didn't I tell you, does it show you just how dazzling white your towels and linens could be?
That's right. Honestly, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with Dove. And I didn't have to do a bit of hard scrubbing, and no boiling either.
Of course not. No soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does. Yet remember, Dove is far safer for the pretty colors in your rayon slips than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
Well, it sure beats all. You know, I had to try Dove before I could believe this new soap really was so different.
Well, remember, it's a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. So, ladies, just ask for Dove, D-U-Z today, in that big red and white box. Dove does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, yesterday, Molly's hopes for Oriane rose and fell like a thermometer, but at the end, the temperature was freezing with no hope in sight. Dr. Chris Cater seems to have made up his mind definitely about Oriane, and his decision appears to be an unqualified no. Well, for Molly, this is a romantic disaster. But Jake accepted it, since he thinks it's just what Oriane deserves for playing hot and cold with the young doctor. But today, Jake gets a surprise.
Jake, such a cold. I'll get you something. Jake, can you take the telephone?
Why can't I? Hello?
Goldberg?
Yes. Who is it?
This is Dr. Cater.
Christopher?
No, the senior.
How are you?
Oh, fair. Mr. Goldberg, can you manage to come over to my house right away?
Well,
something we want to talk over with you.
The point is, I have a sniffle.
Oh. Well, in that case, if you could manage to get the women out of the house, I could come over there.
Well, is it so important? Just a minute. It's for me. Hello?
Hello?
All right. Come over. I'll see what I can do.
I'll give you time enough to get the women out of the house.
Do that.
Oh, thanks.
Not at all. But what's the gist of the meeting, what?
Well, it's about...
Hey, thank you. I'll attend to that. Goodbye.
Something important, Jay?
Well, when there's a call for me from the mill, it's not unimportant, is it?
Sure not, then you get the call in the mill, and it's so late in the p.m. you get a call. That's less important. Show me where it hurts you. Didn't you set your chest, dear?
So what is that? Nothing, Molly.
Why is it nothing when it's something? If you're sniffling, and if you're sneezing, and if you have a pain on your chest, why do you say it's nothing? I'll put a mustard plaster.
Later, tonight, when I go to bed.
Why when you go to bed?
Because I have things to do now. You heard me on the telephone.
But, Jake, darling, if you don't feel well...
If I get my work done, I'll feel better. You know my nature.
But, Jake, so if you'll just...
Molly, you want to do something for me?
Yes.
Go to the movies.
Movies.
Take Orion and go to the movies.
Orion. Orion is just in the mood for movies.
Go. She'll forget herself a little and cry a little.
No,
and
she wouldn't go, Jake, dear. She wouldn't go. She wouldn't go.
If you ask her, she'll go.
The telephone.
I'll take it. Ask her.
She wouldn't go, Jake. I wouldn't ask her because she wouldn't go.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry. The figures are still here.
Oh, well.
Thank you. I have to get some figures out, Molly. And if
I can help you with the figures.
If you leave me alone, Molly, I'll be...
you see that, Jake, dear? You see that?
So I'm sneezing, so what?
So what? You're sneezing, so what? Would I leave you if I was sneezing, or would you leave me if I was sneezing, Harry?
Oh, Molly, you know how irritable I can be when I am married.
All right, if you're irritable. Figures to get out, so I can help you get out figures. I can't figure 2 and 2 is 4, 4 and 4 is 8. I can't figure. I can help with figures. All right. So let's call him if you want to go. So will you take a lemonade when I'll come back, Jake? I don't even know what's playing. What did they have last week? I went also last week. They had a double feature. So I went. I had to do so much for them. I had to bake. I had to get everything ready for the morning. So I went and I set myself down for a double feature. So what did I saw? I saw Weston and another Weston and something in between. And then I came in the middle of the first picture. So I had to sit an hour and a half. I should see the second picture over. So when I went out, I didn't know that I saw the first picture. If I saw the second picture. So I'll go to the movies. I don't even know what they're playing now. I don't know what they're playing. Okay. Did you read Mr. Ray's letter?
I did.
So tell me, what do you think?
We'll discuss it when I have more time.
All right. So I'll call up the opera house and I'll see what's playing.
And what's the difference?
What was the difference? I just told you what's the difference. If it's a Vexen, I don't like a Vexen.
Molly, you'll be late. Hurry before you have to see the picture twice in order to see it once.
All right. Oh, Seymour?
No.
Come in, Seymour. Come in. Come in, Seymour. Hello, dear.
How come you're not at the party?
I was here for a little while.
Sit down, Seymour.
You want to go to the movies with Mrs. Goldberg?
Oh, it is a terrible picture, please. Don't go. It's just a waste of time.
See, that Jake, it's
a... Why is it terrible?
It's uninteresting.
Why is it uninteresting?
Well, in the face...
Did you see it?
No, but...
So how do you know?
Well, I saw the trailer.
What can you tell from a trailer?
Do you like westerns, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, that's just a western.
Well, this is a bad one.
Why is it that...
if you want to go, Mrs. Goldberg, everybody's taste is individualized. But you better dress warm.
Dress warm? Why?
Well, you better put on warm clothes.
Why?
They can't get the temperature up above 54.
What do you mean?
Well, when they enlarged the place, they forgot to provide extra radiators. So when the temperature outdoors is below, it's cold. And it's freezing. That's why you must have caught your cold.
I wouldn't go, Jake. I wouldn't go. Oh, Jake, I wouldn't go.
Molly, will you please go? When I have work to do, you know, I can't be surrounded by...
But if it's cold in the movie, Jake, dear, why should I go... Wait, dear, I'll get you another hanky. Wait, I'll get another hanky. My.
Seymour, stop talking how cold it is in the movies. Please.
But you...
Stop saying what a bad picture it is. And stop saying...
Why should I say something?
Because it's important that you should. Because it's important that you...
Oh, you want Mrs. Goldberg to go. Oh, gee.
It is a hanky. Here we go. I don't know, one moving picture house in the village, and it should be cold.
It's not so cold. You can't go by me anyway. I'm anemic. Somebody else would be hot lately.
And Molly, Seymour made a mistake.
Yeah?
It's not a Western playing.
Oh, it's not a Western playing. Well, what then is playing?
It's what you like, Molly. Love.
But I like love. Who don't like love? How do you know it's love playing?
Seymour, how do I know?
Oh, you like it because you're romantic.
I'm romantic and I love life. I love love. I'm the only one in the whole universe and the whole world that likes love. And because I'm romantic, I like it. And you don't like it because you're not romantic?
Seymour is a man.
Thank you.
Get your coat, Molly.
All right.
Call Orient.
All right. I'll take the coat.
I'll take it. Get your coat.
Yeah, get your coat, Mrs. Goldberg. Right. You love the picture.
All right, I've got time.
Hello?
Hello. We're ready to come over.
One
minute. Hello? I wouldn't go. What do I do in the movies? What if I got to go to the movies? See, what takes my coat? I'm not going to the movies.
Well, of course, Jake will never get Molly out of the house now. But more important than this is what is the important discussion that Dr. Cater wants to have with Jake, which Molly shouldn't know about.
You and I have been friends and neighbors for many years. More years than a woman likes to remember. Me, my family, my friends, day in and day out we have spoken to each other. And always I try to do and try to say those things, try to speak those ideas and feelings which I thought were right. They were your ideas, and I said them. Because as neighbors, what I believe in most deeply, you do too. That makes us neighbors. Now all these ideas, all the feelings, all the goodness and richness of our neighborly life is threatened. An enemy. A real enemy of my children and yours is in the air over our heads, on the sea which surrounds our shores, and on land across the sea. Our sons are in the army, or going there, or working to supply the army. What we can do is buy defense bonds, millions of them. Millions of defense stamps. We can buy and keep buying so that you and I can still be neighbors and free. The word neighbor, the little syllables, they seem so small today, but they're the big things in life right now, because they mean, how shall I say it, they mean the school on the corner, the church, the temple. They mean the post office next to the firehouse. And the little stores where we buy our clothes, our food, and our ice cream sodas. That's what neighbor means. And buying defense bonds and stamps will keep it meaning that, and everything else we love in this world.